Good evening, and welcome to Insight, the Radio Baha'i Public Affairs Show. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Radio Baha'i or the Louis G. Gregory Baha'i Institute. Now, here's your host.
Greetings, and welcome to Insight. The Boys and Girls Club of Hemingway is a lively place during the afternoon hours after children arrive from school to spend a few hours in various activities before their parents and guardians come to take them home. The club is part of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, whose literature states that the Boys and Girls Clubs are safe places for children to learn and grow, all while having fun. It is the place where great futures are started each and every day.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, teenagers on this side?
Yeah.
Okay.
On this particular afternoon, children are playing pool and board games, sometimes stopping to look curiously at visitors walking through the building. Among the children playing pool is Quatrell McCray.
How you doing, man?
My name is Bob T. I'm from Radio Baha'i.
What's your name?
Quatrell.
Okay. How long have you been a member of the Boys and Girls Club?
Since I was 6 years old.
You like it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you like most about it?
We can do fun activities and stuff like reading and learning for school and stuff like that.
Okay. Good. Thank you, man.
The club's official name is the Rick and Susan Goins Boys and Girls Club of Hemingway. That's because Goins is the head of Tupperware, his foundation, and the Tupperware Brands Foundation were responsible for the establishment of the club. DeJuan Henson, senior manager at Tupperware's local manufacturing facility, spearheaded the effort locally. Henson was the club's founding board chairperson, and she continues to serve on the board. The Boys and Girls Club of Hemingway had its grand opening in May of 2001. It was through her relationship with Henson that Boys and Girls Club board member Jeannie Brown Burroughs got involved with the club. Burroughs, who also represents District 1 on the Williamsburg County Council, explained how and why she got involved.
Working at Tupperware, I got involved with the steering committee that was implemented by DeJuan Henson through the Rick Goins project.
Why did you want to be involved with this project?
I always like being involved when it comes to people, serving people, and try to educate people and getting people involved. I just like community service. I like people, especially children.
Andre Dorsey, a native of Neesmith, is the club director. A 30-ish young man, he seems to have a chemistry with the children, all of whom seem eager to talk with him about something.
Do me a favor. Who has 41 on their box?
Javante. Our mission is to enable all young folks, especially those who need us the most, to become productive, caring, and responsible citizens. So that's basically our mission, and we try to do whatever we can to make sure that is applied and that we, you know, make sure those kids reach that.
Okay. Who are those kids that need you the most?
Definitely the kids that are in Williamsburg County. Of course, any kid that is available to come to the Boys and Girls Club, all children.
How many children are currently being served by the Boys and Girls Club?
The number of kids we actually have served is 424. And, of course, the number of members that we have is 394. And, of course, on average, we do anywhere right now, currently through the school year, between 95 and 100 kids.
Okay, that's every day?
That's every day. You know, certain days are the exceptions because a lot of the kids are playing sports now. Like today, for example, we are at 115. Mm-hmm. So, and that's because school let out early. So a lot of the, you know, kids are not playing any sports today or anything of that nature.
Staff, how many staff do you have?
Currently, we have 9, okay. Including myself.
What services does the club provide for children? What's a typical day at the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, a typical day is simple. Kids, when they get off the bus from, you know, long day at school, the first thing that we do is we give them their snacks. We actually give them box lunches. It is through PD food services. And once we do that, we actually go ahead and set them up with homework so they can do their homework. If they need to be tutored, we actually help them out with their tutoring, make sure they, you know, grades are up to par. And from then we go through different programs. And some of the programs are life skill programs, character and leadership building programs, and academic programs as well.
Dorsey believes that these programs make the Boys and Girls Club an asset to Hemingway and to Williamsburg County. He also believes that serving children through the Boys and Girls Club, and by extension serving the community, is more than a job, but a calling, one he came to in a roundabout way. After starring in basketball at Hemingway High School, Limestone College in Gaffney, and the University of South Carolina Upstate in Spartanburg, he had his sights set on the NBA. When that aspiration did not pan out, he worked as a business manager for a time before landing at the Boys and Girls Club about 2 years ago. And he couldn't be happier, he said.
I actually went and played at Limestone College and then transferred to USC Upstate in Spartanburg, where I went on and graduated from there. One of the things was, you know, I had a dream of making it, you know, to the NBA. And, of course, you know, injuries happen, but I've had my education to fall back on. But in my tenure there, the basketball team was asked to actually be a mentor to kids at local schools. And I happened to do that. And once I realized that, that's where I really, really became got the passion for wanting to help kids. Other than that, it was just going to the NBA. Hopefully I have the money to just open up a facility and, you know, allow kids to, you know, be a place for kids to go. So when that door closed, another one opened, and came here and actually became a manager at Title Max. And as I went around, you know, doing that, this job opportunity came available, and it was no question. I wanted to do that, you know, so, and it wasn't even about the money. It was just something, you know, that I wanted to do. And I think the greatest reward when doing this job is every day I get to see kids grow. In a different light, and I get to see them, you know, mature and want to do better and accomplish different things. A lot of times, you know, you don't get, you know, sometimes parents don't even get to see that, you know, the things that their kids do. And you know, when I go to express that to them, they are amazed on how, you know, their kid are coming along and things of that nature. One of the things is what really gets me is a lot of time I have kids crying, not wanting to go home. And that right there shows me that, you know what, we are doing everything we can.
Dorsey said that all associated with the club are grateful for the support they receive from the community in order to serve children. However, based on what's needed to maintain the club and to grow, much more help is needed. Boys and Girls Club Board Chairman George Brown echoed that sentiment.
With the economic situation as it is, and of course the other side of it, we look at Williamsburg County and the economic attitude or the development or lack of here in this county. It seems like the resources to support the club are kind of minimum. But we have been able to have a couple of key donors that have been able to help the club through the years. But we need more of that from our citizen within this Hemingway area and in Williamsburg County to help us to maintain the environment that we have here for this for our children. The operation at this facility is roughly $350,000 annually to staff and provide the service that we do to this community and this facility. And we need all the help that we can get from our citizens and our parents and surrounding counties and as well as here in Williamsburg County.
Okay, and where does most of your funding come from?
A lot of it come through Congressman Jim Clyburn has been able the last several years to help us quite a bit. I would say almost 33% of that fund has been coming from him. Temporary through Rick Goins and Susan Goins Foundation have been able to help us. And then the other, there's several other key contributors that help towards that as well.
Well, we have grown over the years, but we still have a ways to go of getting the leaders more involved in the and volunteering. First of all, while learning the value of volunteering is getting the retirees involved in the club, and also people who just have a little extra time to invest in children.
It's important for the community to remember, Dorsey said, that it's less expensive to take care of children on the front end instead of on the back end after their lack of proper care in their youth gets them in trouble. One company that aims to set an example for other businesses is Safe Auto, which has a call center in Hemingway. Last week, Safe Auto Human Resources Manager Deborah Brown presented the Boys and Girls Club with a check for $5,000. She said the company, as do other local businesses, have a vested interest in supporting the Boys and Girls Club.
I think it's our social responsibility. We as businesses need to give back to the community. The community gives to us in many ways, and I think this is an opportunity for us to give back to the community. Normally we give $2,500. This year we saw the need to double that contribution because we welcome the opportunity to partner with the Boys and Girls Club in providing a safe haven for the children, not only our community but surrounding communities. And I guess you could say my interest is twofold. One is we have many children here whose parents or employees at Safe Auto Insurance Company. So they report to work every day with a peace of mind, knowing that their children are in a safe environment. It's not only that they're safe, but they're in a learning environment. And then I'd like to think that a lot of these children are future members of the Safe Auto family.
Oh, right.
Now, I just want to add, I just want to wish everyone a very safe and prosperous holiday season, and not to forget the real reason for the season is to share and give, and that's why we were elated just to have the opportunity to give back to the communities in this time of year.
Dorsey agreed with Deborah Brown and said donations such as the one from Safe Auto encourage him, the rest of the staff, and the board of directors, and motivate them to continue working hard on behalf of the children.
That actually makes me feel, first and foremost, like we're doing something right for an organization like Safe Auto and other organizations as well to come forth and do things of that nature, knows that, hey, look, they see that we are trying our best to serve the community and make sure kids have the necessary things that they need. They see that and they are responding to that. But they're doing so well in doing that because not only are they supplying, you know, employment for these families, now they're actually turning right around and giving to these families, you know, in other ways than just say, hey, there's a job and here's a paycheck. So it's actually phenomenal. It's important because, again, you know, these are their employees' families. It's important because they are in this community, and, you know, a lot of the folks in the community is what continues to keep your company running based on profits, if you want to look at it from that state, you know, revenue-wise, because the folks in the community are spending money with your company. So, I mean, it's very important that they do step up, and I'm glad that they are stepping up.
Okay. All right. Do you have any specific goals and objectives for the club?
Short-term and long-term?
Short-term goal is to definitely raise more money in this coming year than we have in the past. And to me, that's a short-term goal because I think if we get on it and we get on the ball, we can do that. We can accomplish that. Long-term is to see this club grow and flourish and be one of the best clubs, the most talked-about club, not only in the Winsborough County area, but the PD area, and hopefully the national, within national, and kind of just set the bar and be the ideal for where every kid want to be, where they would want to go, and they would want to grow. So that is the long-term goal, and I think that, you know, in some cases that might even be a short-term goal, the way, you know, sometimes that we see things going, the rate that the club is growing. So it's mind-boggling. So this, you know, not only this year and this season is a time for giving, but always, you know, give. And that's what we're doing all year round. We are giving. And so in order for us to give, we actually need everyone's help. We need the community's help. We need community leaders to step up and help us out. We need folks to adopt this club because the main thing that I look at is if the kids are not here where it's safe, where they have a great environment, they're with their peers and they're learning life skills, if they're not here learning that, then they're out on the streets learning something totally different. And those things that they're learning that's out there in the streets that are totally different could be something that's detrimental to not only my family, their family, but to your family. So we want to make sure that we have more Boys and Girls Clubs and stop having more and more jail cells built.
You've been listening to Insight, the Radio Baha'i Public Affairs Show. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Radio Baha'i or the Louis G. Gregory Baha'i Institute. Join us again for another edition of Insight on 90.9 FM Radio Baha'i.